My name is Winnie Berntsen, and I'm from the city of Copenhagen, Denmark. And in Denmark, I'm the mayor of environment. We have an environmental mayor in Copenhagen, so that's my job.
And what kind of things does the environmental mayor do there?
They all things that comes to environment, the things you have to do in your city, the things you have to do for your citizens, all things concerned with environmental and supply. So you have to water treatment, drinking water, waste management, energy supply, and all that.
What are some of the biggest environmental challenges in Copenhagen?
In Copenhagen, like in many other big cities, I think it's air pollution. We have done a lot when it comes to waste management. We have done a lot when it comes to energy produced. We have done a lot when it comes to water, but air pollution is the biggest problem.
What kind of things are you trying to do to deal with?
If you're going to deal with the air pollution on a local level, also supporting the global level, you have to look upon transportation. And that is our challenge in Copenhagen. It is that even though only 1/3 of our traffic is from cars, we still have air pollution who make people ill.
So are you trying to deal with it legislatively?
Unfortunately, we cannot do that. As a city administration, we can do it on our own vehicles. We can make filters on and so on. We can do it for the transportators who is actually working for the cities, and we already do that. When it comes to the private transportation, we are not allowed to do that. That's a governmental level.
What environmental projects or programs are you proud of?
I would say in Copenhagen it is water and heat. Because in water we have achieved to now not... All of our wastewater is treated before it's let into the ocean, and that means that you can actually swim in the harbor of Copenhagen now. 3 years ago we opened 2 swim bathing places in the center of the city because the water is clean now. And the other thing is when it comes to heat, Denmark is a cold country, so we use a lot of heat in winter time. And that we have all made into district heating now. So 96% of the population in Copenhagen are into a district heating system. And now we're changing the power plants into natural gas and biomasses. So it's very clean energy.
So you've been in San Francisco for a number of days. Yeah. Environment Day.
Yeah.
What kind of things are you learning from other cities or San Francisco? What's environmental problems?
I think what I learned from other cities is primarily, but that might be because I'm a good listener when it comes to transportation, because it is our huge problem. So what I hear most of or speak most of is other cities who have been very ambitious when it comes to transportation. And we haven't been that in Copenhagen. So I think that's one of the things I can go home with. But another thing is, I think, and that is amazing, that all these cities are all cities representing best practice in a field or in a kind. And I think that's the amazing thing, that cities are very capable of dealing with the problems that are most are anchored to their own situation. So they really take into action in the problems that are the most important for their city. So I think that's the good learning. We don't all have to do the same thing. But when we have to do a new thing, move into a new area, you are sure that there's some city somewhere around the world who have really done best practice in this area. So I think that is the lesson to learn from this session.
Any specific, you mentioned transportation, learning about other cities' transportation areas.
Yeah.
Any specifics that you think that is?
Example, when I left Denmark in Scandinavia and Europe, you aren't thinking of a city in Colombia doing very well in transportation, but they are in Bogota doing very well on planning transportation. So I think you are more open-minded to what's happened other places in the world after this conference.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.